I feel like the badass is Kim McGarity. Yeah. I love her.
Kim McGarity.
Yeah.
Like, when I got on, they were, like, the people I was like, wow.
There's quite a few people who are just fantastic. Kim McGarity, hard as nails, just unbelievable, some of the things that she gets up and walks away from.
We've had her in an interview, and she's the calmest, sweetest person.
Oh, yeah, she's so quiet and shy and incredibly humble.
Yeah, definitely. Kim McGarity is badass. Yeah. Like, I admire her a lot.
She's one of our toughies, yeah.
Someone did a knockdown on Casualty once. They came out the doors of Casualty on the series, and a motorbike came through and knocked the stunt girl over, and the stunt girl flipped over the top of the bike. It was an amazing stunt, you know, and it was a really hard knock and impact. Mm. And I had to phone around that
to
evening
find out
to
who
find
it was.
Out who did yeah. that. And that was Kim, you know.
But she wouldn't tell you.
Hello and welcome to Cunning Stunts with myself, David Holmes. Ever since I was a teenager, I've been performing as a stuntman on feature films. And for 10 years, I was the stunt double for Harry on the Harry Potter films. Whilst preparing a stunt for the final film in the series, I suffered a spinal injury that had the effect of paralysing me from the chest down and ending my career. However, in the decades since the accident, my love of stunts, the stunt performer community and movies has never wavered. So I'm starting this podcast to highlight and pay tribute to the amazing performers who make up the stunt community, giving you first-hand accounts of the work that goes into crafting some of the mind-blowing action scenes you've seen on films such as Star Wars, Mission Impossible, and The Avengers, while also revealing the grit, talent, and bravado of those that risk their lives in the name of entertainment. One quick note, the other voice you'll hear occasionally is Dan Radcliffe, one of my best friends and acting double on the Harry Potter films. He's been sitting in on some of these interviews. Okay, guys, welcome back to Cunning Stunts. This week, we're going to hear the interview with the lovely and super humble Miss Kim McGarity. You've heard the introductions, what some other stunt performers think about Kim. She is definitely one of our toughest and bravest stunt performers we've got on the British Stunt Register. Kim has worked on many productions over the years, including Star Wars, Wonder Woman, Thor, Gravity, Hot Fuzz, Stardust, and many, many more. She's performed some of the most incredible stunts, and she won't big them up herself, but trust me when I say this, she is an ultimate badass. In this interview, Kim talks about some of the stunts she's done, including what it's like to be hit by a motorbike and how to ride on the back of a bull. So here's our interview with Kim. Hope you guys enjoy.
Brilliant. So thanks for coming in today. Do you mind just giving us an introduction, your name and how long you've been a stunt performer?
Yeah, I'm Kim McGarity and I've been a stunt performer for 20 years now.
20 years?
Yeah.
Brilliant. And how did you get into the stunt industry, Kim?
Probably through the horse side of things.
Yeah.
So I left school and joined a stunt team for horses.
Yeah.
And wanted to do stunts with horses because I loved horses.
Yeah, so a travelling stunt show, live shows?
No, live shows, yeah, anywhere. It's kind of like chariot racing, yeah. Wild West,
okay.
Cossack trick riding.
So you sort of grew up on horse falls and...
So can I ask what Cossack trick riding involves? That sounds great.
Yeah, it's what? Like you can hang upside down off the horse, stand on top of the horse, like vault on and off the horse.
While the horse is cantering round, you'll bounce off the floor and use it like a gymnastics piece, basically.
Yeah.
But whilst the horse is in motion, so...
But, like, you kind of learn in a circle, so
yeah.
You can practice when it's going slower, and then you do it at gallop in a straight line yeah. in the shows after.
And, I mean, how many times have you fallen off a horse, Kim?
Both. Yeah. Too many.
Brilliant. Now, you first come to my attention when I first got in the industry, and I was looking through the stunt book... And your action photo is synonymously famous. It's just unbelievable when you're on the ball. Can you explain that job for us?
Yeah, it was on Tomb Raider 2, and I did the horse stuff, doubling for Angelina on yeah. the horse, and then they just said they had a ball bit coming up, but they said there was someone coming over from America. But then later on, my boss said to me, "Do you fancy having a go?" Like on a bull, and I was like, I don't know anything about them. I said, but yeah, I'd love to give it a go.
Yeah.
Like, it would be good fun.
And so you were riding bareback?
Yeah.
On a bull?
Yeah.
While shooting two guns?
No, it was just one gun.
Just one gun?
They did want two guns to start with, but they'd have probably had to, like, Velcro me onto bull, which probably wasn't going to work very well.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And do you mind just going through some of the actresses that you've been fortunate to double?
Angelina, Helen Mirren.
Yep. Meryl Streep.
Yes, Meryl Streep.
Mamma Mia.
Yes, that's correct. Thank you.
Sorry?
And who else have I done? Oh, I'm so crap at remembering.
No, don't worry.
That's right.
Maria Bello.
Right, and that was on?
That was on a film called The Dark.
Right, okay.
Billy Piper in Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Julia Stiles.
Oh, okay, yeah. Was that on The Bourne?
No, it was on... It was a film called A Little Trip to Heaven.
Right, okay.
And Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah. And is it also... It says you were uncredited, doubling Liv Tyler on Plunkett and MacLean.
I doubled on the horse.
Oh,
just
cool.
A little bit on the horse at the end.
So that is that how it was... That really was... So while you were... Because I know you were working, Dave, for a long time in the industry, but before you were getting on the register, as you were getting onto it, did you do a similar thing where you could, like, because you were so good with horses, you sort of had that?
No, I didn't. No, I probably only did stunt work after I got on. But, I helped with the horses, maybe on some films, but just, like, helping the guys.
Yeah.
I'd be a groom, right. Like, when I was younger.
And what can I ask, what were your various things that you did to get on the register? What were the, like, qualifications?
I did scuba diving, swimming, Thai boxing, trampolining, sword fighting, and horses.
How long did you train to get on the register?
Probably 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. It's such a process, isn't it?
For me, like, just because, like, saving money and working in between.
It's expensive as well.
Yeah.
And... Can you mind just talking through some of the... Because I know you've done some pretty gnarly gags. The motorbike one's quite famous.
Oh, and that was Casualty.
Yeah, and Casualty, being run over by the bike.
Yeah.
Being run over by a bike's hard, because even being run over by a car, you've got to clear your front knees on from the bonnet. So you have to get your weight over the bonnet of the car or it can break your leg. Now, a motorbike, how do you lift the leg up to get over the top of it?
If I'm honest, like, I'd never done it before we came to do it, and I wasn't quite sure how he was going to do it. But I just kind of said to my boss, like, what do you think? Like, did he have any advice for me?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, maybe if you just try and do, like, a dive over it. But I didn't want it to look like I was just diving over it. So I just thought I'd run out and turn my back a bit and do, like, a little lift. And then it just caught me and, like, just flipped me straight over.
It's mental.
So it was a bit lucky, I think, as well.
Did you get hurt doing it?
No, I was all right.
Got away with it.
Maybe a couple of bruises, but...
Yeah.
That's the thing I don't think people realise about stunts, particularly, like, at this point where, like, visual effects are so good. I think when people see something really crazy, they often just go, oh, it's just a visual effect. Well, that's, like...
Yeah,
they don't realise that, like, a person is actually getting hit by a bike.
Yeah.
You know, that, I mean, it's...
they do sometimes, I think.
And then there's another gag that 50 foot into water out of a car.
That was on a film called A Little Trip to Heaven.
Little Trip to Heaven.
Yeah.
Now, did you stay with the vehicle as you left the cliff, or did you exit and clear?
As the front wheels of the car hit the kickers, which just gives the car a little lift as it goes off the edge of the cliff, we wanted to be jumping at that time.
Yeah.
So if the car's in midair and you try and jump when it's in midair, you'll stay with the car. You wouldn't be able to get away from the car. So it kind of feels like you're jumping too early, but because you're travelling 30 miles an hour forward as well.
And that was straight into water?
Yeah.
Who was performing that with you?
It was Adam Curley.
Adam Curley.
Yeah, he was driving the car, so he had the hardest part.
Right, okay.
I only had to jump out.
Doors open or doors closed?
It was a convertible, so we went over the top.
You went over the top?
Yeah.
Wow. Again, you know, if you get your timing wrong
and you stay with the vehicle,
you're going to get... You're not strapped in and you get smashed around in the vehicle. That's a near-death experience, that one, Kim.
Yeah, I was scared for, like, the timing thing because it's not really something you can practice.
Yeah.
So...
And just talking about the fear, I mean, have you always had that nervousness before a job or have you... about getting hurt or getting it wrong?
Just doing a good job and trying my best to do it right.
Yeah.
I think I get nervous pretty much before I do anything. I mean, obviously, you don't want to go to work and hurt yourself, but I try not to think about that, really.
Yeah.
Just try and do a good job to the best you can.
And how, is there anything, like, when you say you get nervous before things, is there anything you, like, do to the, or is it just a switch that you sort of flip where you just think, no, not going to think about that, just do it?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I do go through stuff in my head, but I try. I guess maybe I might go a little bit quiet before and just, like, zone out a little bit, maybe.
Put the blinkers on.
Yeah,
focus in.
Yeah.
Okay, now, we've asked a few people this. Is there been a stunt that you've ever said no to?
Yeah, as in, if it's not my thing, I don't really do driving cars, so quite a few people have rang me to do some car stuff.
But if you felt that it was within your capability, would you say no?
No, not if I thought it was in my capability.
Yeah.
But I'd always, like, if it's something that's not for you, you wouldn't want to make yourself look stupid and say you can do something you can't do.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Like, but I'd always, if it's something I want to do and think I can do, then I'd definitely say yeah.
Yeah. And some of the locations that you've been fortunate to travel to with the job, some of the nice places that you've gone to.
Where have I been? I probably haven't travelled as much as some people.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of a home person. Like, I've been to Croatia, Italy, Spain. Like, I haven't gone too far afield, really.
Okay, and recently, obviously, we're just in the run for the new Game of Thrones series. Have you done some Game of Thrones?
Yeah, I've done quite a few.
Yeah? And enjoy that?
Yeah, it's good fun.
Yeah? How many times have you been beaten up by the stunt boys on it?
Quite a few times. Yeah, loads of times. Yeah.
Did you do Wonder Woman as well?
Yeah.
Was it, like, did you get to do, like, cooler stuff that normally you'd see, like, in the battle scenes, like the boys do, like particularly the Amazon stuff at the beginning was just like some of the most amazing.
It was kind of, I guess it's it's the only time you've worked with so many girls instead of, like you said, it would normally be a battle with loads of guys or maybe the odd girl. So it was nice from that point of view.
Yep.
And it was nice to work with some of the girls. It was a good laugh.
And all on horseback swinging swords.
Well, I like it. So I had good fun.
Right, yeah, and that horseback stuff in that film was, though, that was amazing. That was, yeah, that was, it very, very, it cool. Was is nice there, like, do you enjoy the danger of the job? But that's not obviously why everyone gets into it or does it, but I was wondering if that, that has.
Maybe I don't quite look at it like that. I love my job, and I love that I get to do different things, and I love doing sports things, I love fighting, and you do get to do some cool stuff now and again, and different stuff. So it's good from, but I wouldn't say I do it for a buzz. Yeah. I do it because I love doing different things and I enjoy it. But, and I guess you do get a buzz from doing some things, but I probably don't do it just for that.
Okay, cool.
But as jobs go, it's a pretty cool job.
It is a pretty cool job. It's a pretty cool job, but it's also like it is a job that I think only a very narrow section of people can do, even people that are physically very, very talented, because there is just this, there is another side to it that is, you know, mental. Yeah. And I don't think
everyone
has that.
Stand there in front of that motorbike whilst he's driving at you.
Yeah.
Not step out of the way.
Like, you have to
go against
cut off your instincts.
Yeah,
you do.
Yeah. All of your own instincts. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, you're right, I guess, but.
Think of the money.
The money.
when the bike's coming towards you, this is worth it. Yeah.
But I don't think of the money that much, that, like, after I'd done that once, I was, like, quite happy. I was thinking, oh, they're going to make me do it again now, because sometimes it doesn't always go the same the second time round.
And have you ever had a job where you've done it once and not able to do it again?
I have been very, very lucky.
Yeah.
I have hurt my touch.
Do you mind just listing off some of the injuries for us?
I have. Well, I've only... It's going to sound really stupid. I've had, like, bad bruises and cuts and hit my head a few times, cut my head open, but I haven't actually...
Been unconscious?
No.
Never been knocked out?
No.
No.
Not yet.
Not yet.
I'm probably going to curse myself. I know, I'm touching every bit of wood I possibly can.
Brilliant.
I have been very lucky.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah. It's part of the industry.
But saying that, I've had my fair few of, like, on Wonder Woman, like... It would happen to me. Like, horses, I like doing horses, but I did, of accidents, I did, I was only meant to fall off the horse.
Yeah.
And me being me, managed to get my foot stuck back in the stirrup. So instead of falling off, so they have a camera set up for me to fall off and hit the floor. And, like, I'd just gone out of shock because, like, I was still attached to the horse. And I got dragged the whole way.
Really?
Yeah. But luckily, like, I did all my hamstring and everything, but luckily it could have been a lot worse. So it, like, a fair few things have happened, but I have been very lucky.
And, like, would you make any changes in your career? Would you have made any decisions or any other jobs that you would like to have gone on or stunts that you admired from afar, maybe?
Oh, yeah, I've seen there's loads of stuff that I'd like to have done. I mean, because I love horses, I guess my the only thing that I would still love to do would be work on a Western.
Yeah.
But they don't really come up very often. And maybe more in America.
And can you explain the science of pulling a horse over? Because I'm sure you've done it a few times.
I can do it, but I'm no expert compared to some of the people.
Yeah, but it's a very dangerous thing to do, isn't it?
It
there's
is.
There's so many variables. You could break a leg so easily.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And lay yourself down.
Yeah, you basically pull as hard as you can, make sure you lift your other leg out the way.
Yeah.
And then he'll just go, whoop, and that's why you just don't want to land on
it. Don't want to be underneath it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just half a tonne's worth of animal.
And it is easily, like, if you're concentrating on other stuff going on and you pull and you just for a second forget to, like, move your leg, it's easily...
I mean, working with horses on films, it's so dangerous because nothing's the same, is there?
They've got their own mind. They're pretty good at showing you off at the best of time.
Yeah, absolutely,
Is there a stunt that you've done that you're, like, that... you're just like the proudest of that you were like that felt cool?
Probably the going off the cliff one for me, because I mean, unless you know what you're doing at heights, it's like, and before I'd done that I hadn't really done any other high stuff, so for me, like, I was probably my most scared.
How did you enter the water? Did it knock the wind out of you or?
So
I mean, really winded you?
Obviously I think ideally, my both legs should have been together to go in the water, but my one was up in the air, and like I was black, like
on the underside of the leg,
the whole and up my back and everywhere. Like I was, I went to get out of bed the next day, and I was like your neck and everything.
Yeah, rolling them out of bed instead of sitting up.
Yeah, cool.
And was there any action or female action artist that inspired you when you was younger?
Or action movies or anything?
I guess I probably like Angelina. Like just Tough Bird, Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
Tough Cookie.
And great feat that you was able to double her on it as well.
Yeah, no, it was cool. Yeah,
brilliant. Was it cool putting the kit on with the gun thing?
Yeah, I like the outfit.
The shorts, yeah.
I
like the outfit.
I like the boobs they gave me, but they wouldn't let me keep them. I was so mean.
How many stairfalls you done?
God, quite loads.
Quite a few, yeah. You know the trick with a stairfall?
Go really fast.
Yeah,
really.
You hit less steps.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, if you try and slow yourself down, you get hurt more.
Yeah, right. Just chuck yourself down. Everyone's like, oh, what's your technique? Just throw yourself just downstairs.
And how many times have you been beaten up by the boys?
Loads.
Any good fights with stunt girls that you've had? You know, like an EastEnders cat fight?
Footballers' wives, EastEnders. Yeah. Those are girly fights,
cool.
I'm Fast and Furious. In the aeroplane, I did a bit of a girls fight.
Oh, right, yeah, I know, so, yeah. Cool. Well, have you ever been on a Bond film?
Only a couple of days, like, years and years ago on, like, Die Another Day. That's the only Bond.
Batman film?
Only a few, nothing. A couple of days I've done
on
Batman.
Marvel film? Wonder Woman?
Justice League.
Wonder Woman, not Marvel.
DC.
Justice League. Yeah.
Oh, Justice League's DC as well, isn't it?
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, I'm useless, I don't even know.
Yeah. And any regrets in your career? Anything that you would have liked to have done or a job that you missed out on? Or?
I probably, like I said, I maybe didn't do myself any favours, maybe turning some jobs down that go away.
I don't know, Kim, I think you've got one of the best reputations in the industry. But leaving the... If you don't want to work abroad, you don't want to work abroad. That's,
but it's hard, like, balancing work and your family life, so...
And speaking of family life, you're a mum now. Has that made any adjustments to your thought process at work?
I like to think not.
Yeah.
Everyone asked me that. I know that's. I don't know if that's bad, but
no, not at all. No,
it's not. I didn't want to. Before I had my son Chase, I didn't want to go to work and hurt myself.
Yeah.
So I just go to work with the same outlook as in I've never gone to work to want to hurt myself.
Yeah.
But you can hurt yourself doing anything from anything.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like just normal day stuff.
Yeah.
So.
And would you now? You would have to make adjustments now if someone rung you up for 6 months abroad. Obviously, your family life takes precedence. So.
Yeah, of course. Like, he's young enough that I can take him with at the minute. Yeah. But once he starts school, obviously, I wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah.
And if he grows up and wants to be a stuntman, is that cool?
He can do whatever he wants to do. I think he wants to be a digger driver at the minute.
Perfect.
That's, diggers.
How old is he?
He's 3.
So, yeah, you'd be happy for him to go in?
He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
I'll be, as long as he's happy, I'm happy.
Oh,
that's
brilliant. Yeah. No, thanks very much for coming in today. It's really good.
Yeah, it's
hope
awesome.
You went well, didn't it?
Yeah.
That's the
I hope we were all right. It's just a chat.
Right, that was our interview with Kim, and thanks again to everybody for listening to this episode of Cunning Stunts. I'm sure we can all agree she is a genuine badass. We'll be back next week. Until then, stay safe and take care. Ripple Production podcast series produced by myself, David Holmes, and Amy Stairs. Sound recording, editor, and music by Joe Lamb. To find out more about us, please visit our website, www.rippleproductions.co.uk, or follow us on Facebook and Instagram.